to the Nerd DFW podcast, episode number six. Are we on six?
Something? I've episode something?
Five.
When you've done so many.
Five, six. I'm going to go with six.
I think so.
I am your host, Corey Vanderslyn. Seated to my left, co-host Jason Kirshner.
Slantia.
To his left, co-host Trinity Bruce.
Hello.
And to his left, new co-host Jerry Johnson.
The bearded mammoth.
What is going on, internet?
We're glad, so glad to have you.
Thank you, thank you.
Came riding in on a silver wind or a white mammoth.
it's all the same.
A truck is huge. It is huge.
Old 350 extended cab, extended bed. The thing's got to be at least 30 feet long, somewhere there around.
We're actually doing this podcast from the truck.
I mean, yeah, we're all in the king cab here.
Yeah, I thought when you said earlier today that you were doing your motorcycle last, you'd be riding up, backpack full of audio shit on a motorcycle.
Fucking mic stand sticking out of the top.
If I only had the motorcycle.
Yeah, you are still looking for one. And you told me a price earlier, and I kind of gagged on whatever I had in my mouth.
Yeah. I'm looking at a Sportster 1200, and that's going to be about 11 grand.
Well, yeah.
So if anyone has a Sportster 1200 out there that wants to sell it.
Why can't you just get a bike to start on?
Because you were working on a starter bike, weren't you? And it couldn't handle your weight?
Yeah, I'm a little bit big around the belly. So the 500 they let me start on wasn't quite enough.
So you got your M license today.
Well, I at least completed all the prerequisites. I got to go to DPS now.
Right, and get that added on there.
Yeah.
M as in man.
You were going through that, and I was like, I have no idea what all that you're going through. But Trinity, you've gotten your M license.
I did. I did, yeah. And the bike that I practiced on was just a step above a Vespa. So
I was going to say, you got that, and you spent impressive. It like kind of doing like training wheel stuff through your cul-de-sac?
Yeah, and immediately upon earning cool points by taking my wife out on it, leaned the bike over onto the ground in front of her and all of our neighbors. So
Wait. I think there's something missing from this story.
And then I manhandled that bitch off of the ground and told her to climb back on it so we could GTFO.
Because he did forget
nothing
to mention.
Weighs as much as embarrassment.
Because he did forget to mention that his wife was on the bike.
My wife was on the bike. Nothing quite as embarrassing as not being manly in front of your wife. So there's that.
So, Jared, we have all made our introductions to our listeners before. Let's let everyone else hear something about you.
Something about me. Well, I grew up with all of you fine gentlemen.
You've had a beard that entire time.
I have. I have had
Seriously,
a full
you've had
beard.
That beard since you were like, what, seven?
Somewhere there around. Until I did that whole military thing and they made me shave it.
What a horrible decision.
6 years later, I'm now back out. And
you're back.
To shave the beard, he means, not be a part of the military.
Yeah, well, no. Let's be clear.
Let's be clear about this.
But 6 years later, I'm back into the DFW area and stoked.
Back with a wife and a clan.
Yeah, wife, two kids.
The whole package.
It's like, oh, I went away, got some achievements, you know.
Yeah, when Jerry left, he was this cool single guy with a beard. And when he came home, he had fucking kids and responsibilities.
Son of a bitch.
What happened?
No, I'm excited to be back. I miss DFW. Oh, missed it a lot.
Glad to have you back, man.
Indeed.
I'm excited.
Have you gotten your fill of Texas stuff now that you're back in Texas? I know there's a lot that you've been missing out on in Louisiana.
I will say it's kind of nice to go into Bed Bath & Beyond and see a bunch of Lone Stars instead of Florida Lees. Because living in Louisiana, they were everywhere. Went to Rahr & Sons, and that was fun to go to a Texas brewery.
That is true. We're
going to go back through all of our stock of breweries that we've hit. Already.
Yes.
Yes. So that we can catch Jerry up and so that Trinity can hopefully go with us since he misses most of them anyway.
Hey, I was at the last one.
You were at Revolver.
That's
technically
right.
That wasn't the last one.
What was the last one?
Rahr. We went back to Rahr.
You gaylords. Jerry just touched my nipple.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of that today.
You know,
so We're not going to pretend that it's not happening.
Got some brewery in you.
Little brewery. We need to go to more, though.
Iron Joe and Iron Thistle. And
Iron Joe.
Iron Joe.
You had a good old-fashioned Texas DQ since you've been back?
Real orgasmic in here.
Dairy Queen?
No, I have not made it back to Dairy Queen yet.
Times are changing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Dairy Queen is coming out with a new model, which, as old as fucking Dairy Queen is, it's kind of like, it feels like too little, too late, but it's here, it's actually being successful. They're going with this thing they're calling a chill and grill restaurant style thing.
Well, as long as they don't look like...
They've got three locations in North Texas right now, planning on opening more in Texas and DFW, but if that keeps blizzards evolving, I'm for it.
I have a chill and grill situation happening every time I cook, wherein I put meat on the grill, and then
happens.
I forget about it. Then I eat burned food.
It's like a charred grill.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't look like an old dilapidated building anymore, hopefully things will improve.
No, there's one in Pantego now. Mm-hmm. Remember where that old that Mexican restaurant was? It was across from CVS.
Was it got to be a Mexican restaurant?
Yes,
yes.
It was.
That's the new DQ that we have in our house.
I need to go check that out.
Yeah. It's right there on Bowen and...
what's that cross street?
Bowen and Randall Mill?
No,
or
Randall
Park Row?
Park Row.
Oh, the one that used to be not a Taco Casa, but a Taco Del...
Something like
Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Del Taco. There we go. It used to be a Del Taco. Yeah,
Del Taco!
I was going with that silence, anyway.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Anyway. Yes, and the man responsible for this is none other than Warren Buffett, who actually bought Dairy Queen.
I wonder how much he spent on Dairy Queen.
Who knows?
He probably doesn't know.
Warren Buffett. Yeah, really?
I thought there was one Dairy Queen left in Arlington several years ago, and I was like, it's dying.
They're all dying.
The only one I knew of
probably
was
cheap
in,
as
yeah,
shit.
Really. The only one I knew of was by the Natural History Museum in Fort Worth.
There's one in Mansfield right by my house, which has become a real issue real fast.
What's going on with that?
I eat a lot of blizzards.
You may be able to fit, what, one? Maybe a half of one?
It's going down for real. I'm trying to expand it. Give me time.
Whatever.
Eventually, I won't.
Because somebody just ran the Tough Mudder, son of a bitch.
It was really fucking tough.
And this is the jackass complaining about eating too many blizzards.
It was.
When the rest of us crest 200 pounds.
I ran through live electrical wires.
Crest is way below me.
Crest is
airplanes.
Wait, hang gliding over the top. Yeah.
Is hang gliding a thing you want to do if you're that heavy?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, the electrical wires is the one thing stopping me from wanting to do a Tough Mudder.
So it's not even the worst part. It is
wires.
Mentally.
Yeah.
So the way it's.
Shock wires? Because you
shock your ass
yeah.
as you're running.
The way it works.
You're making it sound better to me. I love electrical.
At the very end, they have
like
a 30
big bug
foot
zapper.
Long canopy set up with live wires hanging down from it. And it's hooked up so that a current passes through different sections of the live wires as you go. So by the time we get to the end of it, everyone wants to kill themselves, and we're standing up in front of it, and the guy at the front is like a weird conductor, and he's like, everybody on the line. So there are like five of us who are just so goddamn tired we're ready to be done with it, and he's like, okay, 3, 2, 1 go. And I did not. I stood there while dumb people ran. So this guy on the far right was so fucking gung-ho. He takes off, like, full sprint, hands working the air like he's jobbing it off. And he gets to the first row of hanging wires. And I watched it touch him. And he collapsed as if he had been shot. Like, everything stopped working. He was like, bah! Anyway, so then I ran through it and did the exact same shit. But yeah, so there is a row. If there's a sign at the beginning that says blue wires have 1.5 times the strength. And I was like, man, fuck a blue wire. But where are they? I told myself mentally, like, I'm going to stand up if I fall down, because there are people who get shocked and then just crawl through all the mud and cow shit to the end of it. And so I get about a third of the way in, and get tapped by one, and it puts me down hard. And I stand up just breathing cow shit. And I wipe the mud out of my eyes. And when I finally get them open, it's nothing but blue wires. What have I done?
You're tall enough for those to get you.
Yeah, dude. Amazing. They just brushed my hairline. Ah, it fucked me up good.
Yeah, that's the one thing stopping me from trying a Tough Mudder right now.
So I'm doing another one in October.
I might join you.
You should.
What's the one where you get bukkake with all that paint?
No.
Color Run?
Yeah, the Color Run. Yeah, color that run. One was fun.
You could maybe do that.
That's a fun one. It's 5K. A color, run. Color Run's cool.
Yeah, you're the one who's supposed to be our info on this shit, man.
Anyway, so there's a Color Run that just happened in Dallas 2 months ago. I skipped it because I hate running.
Sounds like fun until the whole running part.
No, that's my excuse.
I hate
car. All I do is I sit around and I play Destiny.
That's not a problem. That's cardio if you're moving your fingers fast.
Actually,
enough.
That is a problem because Destiny's boring as shit.
The
expansion 2 just came out, and any complaints that I might have had about Destiny beforehand, they're gone.
Jason, really?
Destiny back away. It's about to get weird.
Yeah, really?
Entertainment threat. Wait, what's going on here?
What are we talking? I didn't want him to be in the way of you and Jerry fighting each other to the death.
Trying to trash Destiny on me while I was going to start talking about it.
No. I didn't.
We
want there
played
to be a
Destiny.
Battle. I did. Yeah, for
I
a long time.
I was going to say Trinity and I played Destiny, and then it just.
I'm not calling it boring from not playing it. I played it, beat the storyline, did the whole multiplayer thing, but 2 weeks of the multiplayer, and I'm like.
Yeah,
God, Grand Theft Auto sounds really good right now.
I'm doing Crucible by itself. That's not going to keep you into it. But at this point now, with 2 expansions, you've got 2 raids, you've got the Crucible, you've got more story added on to that. You've got Trials of Osiris, which I haven't been able to touch yet because my clan is still trying to get their shit together.
If my internet out in the boonies will actually do multiplayer or anything internet, I might try it again. But
yeah, but you're still back on what, X360?
X360.
Don't knock it.
Do not put me on a Microsoft system. PlayStation 4.
Oh, that's right. You're a PlayStation 4. You and
I don't play that whole crap box thing.
Me and Jason will live in the past with our PS3s while you atop your high horses and your gilded lilies.
Well, you know, I do live on a horse farm, so.
Jason doesn't know, too.
What?
Playing your PS4?
I do, just not Destiny. I finished Destiny on PS3. I was just like, yeah.
I did not finish Destiny at all. Contribution!
Well, I mean, Destiny, it used to be the case where you'd do everything and it's like, okay, I've done everything this week. Shit. Now I'm sitting around thinking, like, how can I get everything done this week before things reset? There is enough to do.
Really?
There's enough to do in between resets. So, yeah, it's a good game now.
Okay.
It's always been a good game, but now it is worth it.
No, don't get me wrong. While I was playing it, I absolutely loved it. The gameplay was phenomenal, but once it was over, it was over.
You're literally talking about every relationship I've ever had.
Except
the one I'm in.
Yes.
But
weird transition.
While we're on the topic of video games, I know we discussed E3 predictions last time, but there's been some stuff that has happened. So we want to go back through E3 predictions again.
Depressing. For starters, Jason's on suicide watch.
Because one of the things that we were discussing is that they have pulled the new Zelda.
Yeah.
He's not.
And I only
well.
Heard about that when we were discussing topics, and I'm kind of sad
first
about
time
that.
Hearing it today too. I was never a huge Zelda fanatic. Oh, but I mean, I love seeing the prolonged.
Who doesn't?
Sorry.
Penis?
I'm still...
I couldn't think of the word I was looking for, so it was penis?
Penis?
I don't know. Penis. I still remember them getting frustrated coming home from their respective jobs when we lived in the same apartment, and I was playing Twilight Princess.
Dude, that TV
Jason
was not
real
usable.
Responsibilities.
Seriously, I put a TV in my room so I could get anything else done.
Hey, do we want to watch TV? Oh, no, wait, Twilight Princess, son of a bitch.
Y'all literally had a Triforce. It was incredible. Anyway.
Hey, I haven't started Skyward Sword down here and replayed that.
Man.
Yeah. It's true.
But we divide up the system so we can do that and no one get pissed at you.
Everybody has a responsibility here. So anyway, that's not happening. Or it could be happening. And they just said that it's not happening so that it's actually a surprise.
Which, Nintendo is not really capable of surprises like that. No. So, let's say it's not happening, it's not happening.
Yeah. It's kind of not a thing.
Decently boring though. Company here and there.
Now, see if they bring back. Have they said if they're going to bring back the aerial stuff?
No, I haven't heard yet. Somebody was saying that. I can't remember what it was. There's a certain team that was working on it, and it was supposed to like go back to its roots, which would be amazing.
Yeah, really?
We'll see what happens.
They should name it Star Fox. Do a barrel roll.
Corey.
As long as they don't go back to a ground war game. That's all I have to say about it.
It has nothing to do with stars.
Yeah, I was about to say, Star Fox. In the stars.
Grand
what
Fox,
the hell are we
Fox.
Doing?
There are just other foxes walking around him. Like, what does the fuck Fox are you wearing? Say? Do a barrel roll. No, goddammit, you're a fox. Don't. Go over there and play with some sticks.
I'm a tactical fox.
Hey, Corey.
Damn it.
Ground
Corey,
fox.
What does that fox say?
Do a barrel roll. That's the answer to that question. Finally.
So, what else we got?
We were they removed PT.
They did remove PT.
Explanation to that?
So,
this has more to do with the economy.
Yeah, so yes. It's like an business. What a tangled web we weave situation. The PT was a playable teaser for Silent Hills, which was supposed to be the next or best edition of Silent Hill in a long time.
And there's the proper intro to that segment.
And... It was being directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh,
and
my God.
The lead act in it was Norman Reedus.
Mm.
So,
but
the whole...
since it was a Kojima property,
yeah,
it's being swept under the rug with pretty much everything else that he's had his name on.
And here's how, I'm sure people have seen this shit already, but here's how deeply fucked it gets. It was downloadable completely free, so people download it, play the shit out of it, love it, overnight... It gets wiped. You can't download it anymore.
Yeah, for a while, they had removed it from the marketplace.
Yeah.
If you still had it on your system.
If you had downloaded it, it's there.
You'd feel lucky
yeah.
for a while.
The note.
But then they wiped it.
They wiped it from everything, which means that they took it off of the servers. Like, deleted it from existence. So, if you haven't seen it, I recommend going on YouTube.
I don't know how you delete history, but Konami's found out how.
They can literally change the past. They have a fucking time machine.
I was about to say, they made the time machine.
Oh my God.
Do they have the doctor?
What did we just crack?
What? No. No.
But we can only hope at this point that that doesn't mean that Metal Gear Solid is in the gutter.
So I don't think that it is. And I'm pretty sure it's going to... It, there was already the other piece that came out to it. The Phantom Pain, I know, has a release date, and it'll probably get pushed back a couple of times, but it looks incredible, and it's almost fully fleshed
now,
out.
I will say, due to the deletion and all that, I did see something about Konami apologizing for that, and a big promo.
Surprising.
For, yeah, I know. A big promo for the new Metal Gear. So
there, what you're telling me is there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I am saying there's a chance. But if there's another Metal Gear, goodbye social life. Because I lose it whenever a new Metal Gear comes out.
Do you really?
I do.
Sons of the Patriots?
I loved it.
Yeah, so good.
I never got a chance to play the last one that you said you lost your shit over Trinity.
I played... It was... No. Phantom Pain's
the new one.
It was Sons of the Patriots.
Yeah.
I probably played that game 9 or 10 times, start to finish.
I completely missed the barrel on that coming out, and I want to go back in time and jump on that fucking bandwagon.
It really is the fact that you can do... There's so many ways to get everything done.
Yes, that was the best part. And I'm not an achievement whore.
No.
But it's like going through the entire game undetected.
Okay.
So cool.
So going back to the original Metal Gear.
Yeah.
The ultimate way to be an achievement whore, go through the game undetected or not killing someone or something, and unlock... some crazy thing to use the next time you go through.
Yeah, so that's one of the coolest parts. Like, new trunks or something like that.
Like a bandana that gives you infinite ammo or something?
Yeah, some shit like that. Like, you don't kill anybody, so here's infinite ammo. Great. Those two don't make sense. You didn't use any, so here's all the ammo.
Every bit you could ever want.
Every bit you could ever want.
So you can now go through and kill
everybody. It's not an achievement for losing your goddamn mind in the game.
We could kill everybody.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Wow!
God!
Shots fired.
Beer.
You're cracking the world's largest beer.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, I'd say Jason and I, we've been working on our garage that we filled up at his work the other day.
working on?
Well, you finished.
Yeah.
I am working on.
How's it going, rosy cheeks?
I'm good.
Are they roast? No, they're full roast.
So
they're Mel-roast.
Was there anything about this game that I've been looking at called Ark?
Ark.
Ark. And Ark.
I haven't.
It may still be in the early stages. They're not talking about it yet. But the way it was described to me is that it's an MMO if an MMO existed in Jurassic Park.
Hi-yo.
There's not a whole lot of description on it, but I was able to watch a trailer for it. You're, like, dropped in the middle of this world as if you're, like, kidnapped or something. You've got some sort of monitor on your hand or something, but you're given primitive technology. And it's in this world with dinosaurs and dragons and shit.
What?
And you eventually go from wielding, like, a stone knife or something like that, like, basic technology to developing guns, automatic weapons. You can, like, develop, like, saddles and stuff so you can ride dinosaurs.
Really?
All the way up to becoming, like, a fucking dragon rider.
Sweet
so
Jesus.
You're talking the next Turok.
That sounds exactly like Turok.
Boom.
God.
Actually, yeah. That kind of sounds perfect.
Mother yes. of God. I have
bringing back the 64.
Bringing it back.
We were supposed to do that already.
All right, well, this podcast
yeah.
can't get any better.
No.
Shut it down.
Nope, done.
Yeah, we were meant to do a Let's Play where we bust out our 64 and do some Mario Kart.
Truth.
That's going to happen.
Ooh.
But I still need to figure out the tech behind that.
I don't even know if...
It's going to happen.
I want to do it because of Jason.
I don't want to do GoldenEye.
I don't.
Because
oh,
of
God.
Jason.
GoldenEye, that... Ooh.
There should be a book of things I don't want to do with a picture of Jason's face on it. And it will be full of GoldenEye.
Is it going to start with things I don't want to do and just list Jason?
Yeah, that's the first, very first thing in the book.
Jason gets a chapter.
Down this.
God. Horrible.
Now, on the whole dinosaur MMO.
Dinosaurs.
There is a new game that's somewhere in the distant future. It's called No Man's Sky.
Oh, No Man's Sky.
Dude, okay. It's a game that self-generates planets, the whole galaxy, really.
It's like a universal discovery game.
Yeah, exactly. So, as you're flying, it'll generate a planet, and every bit of life form on that planet... And
it's a completely random role type thing.
Yeah,
right?
And the voices for said animals on that planet. But once it's generated, apparently it's locked in. So, say I landed on a planet and I see this giant dinosaur, but it screams like Trinity. and you land on that planet later.
You find a dinosaur and it goes, "Dom!"
But later you land on that planet. The Trinity dinosaur will be there.
As big as this universe, they describe it, can be.
Well, what they say is you can fly 24/7 planet to planet and never reach the end in your lifetime.
My God.
Yeah, you stand chances, unless you go to like designated like group areas. If you don't do that, you can stand a chance of never encountering another player.
And that's one of the things they're promoting on it.
Yeah.
That if you don't like playing with people... Then you can say, screw you guys, I'm going to the far end of the galaxy.
Yeah, if you just want to, like, you know, spend a 10-year mission seeking out unknown worlds, you can completely do that.
Living by yourself.
Easy there, Picard.
We have the technology.
But yeah, dinosaurs are a peripheral part of that game, but since they're included as an aspect that could happen, it's awesome as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd be just in it for just the scale of the universe.
Well, they say, like, they're expecting players to, quote-unquote, collect towards the center of the universe. And it's going to be like a technology development. They're saying there's going to be no geoforming, but you can still mine. And
I see it as kind of being like Mass Effect, but with no restrictions.
I'm really, really... Really looking forward to it, but there's still such limited information online right now that I can only speculate.
Yeah, there's next to nothing that can be found about that, mm-hmm. which is why I was hoping they were going to talk about it at E3.
Maybe they will.
Oh,
like a film. Oh.
What are the dates set for E3 again?
Dates.
June day.
June Day. This day in June.
June 3rd, maybe?
Shit, I have no way. Idea.
It's not next week.
Google machine.
Google that shit.
E3. I've been delinquent. I haven't been able to look that shit up. Trying to think. What else can we talk about? We're still in the realm of games.
Oh, I've got one more game that I want to talk about.
What is it?
And that is Five Nights at Freddy's.
No.
Just for Trinity.
No. Oh,
Yeah.
Why would you do this?
I don't want to.
No, the fantastic survival game that it's will not, make anyone scream like a five-year-old.
Not a survival game.
How is that not a survival game?
Because I never survived. It is a murder machine that cost me $3 and a little of my dignity while I yipped quietly on an air mattress in a third bedroom right before the Tough Mudder. Life is hard.
Hey, I've beaten the first two.
I'm about
to start the third, so...
No one beats
that?
No
yeah,
one
you
beats
can beat it.
It. You merely...
What,
exist.
You,
yeah.
You, wait. Survive. A survival game.
I hate you. It is horrid.
If my drawers have turned yellow and brown at the end of this game, even if I survive, I wouldn't count that as surviving.
Five Nights at Freddy's is a great game to play if you want to shit yourself a little bit every time you walk into a Chuck E. Cheese.
This is true. I probably will never go into a Chuck E. Cheese again.
If that's what you're into, you should download Five Nights at Freddy's immediately.
Actually, Jerry will. Jerry will go into a Chuck E. Cheese because of his daughters.
I love but you, Evie and Lily.
And I will be there, and I will be fucking with him the whole time.
I'll be like,
I have not played this game, so I can't go to Chuck E. Cheese, wait for the day, and scare the shit out of you.
Oh, exactly.
Before the next podcast, I challenge you to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
Don't do it.
What are the stakes for the challenge, then?
You have to be able to get past the first level, which you can't do, okay?
I assure you, you will.
I have not seen proof that Jerry has done this. I'd like to establish a court.
Achievement.
Maybe a kangaroo court of sorts.
Trinity.
Actually.
Should I embarrass you yet? Should I embarrass you yet?
I don't know where you're going.
I don't either, but if you're about to take your dick out, please don't.
Jerry showed Micah Five Nights at Freddy's,
yeah,
and she got to level 3.
Well, Jason,
the first time.
Are you saying that she was able to do that with limited capacity? Because I think she's a genius. It doesn't surprise me that she did that.
It doesn't surprise me either. I'm just saying.
She got to night 3 in like 15, 20 minutes.
I do have limited capacity. That game is so goddamn hard. I got murdered by a bear and a fox and a duck, I think. Several times.
How much beer am I going to need for this?
There is not enough.
I would drink and play this game.
Start now.
You.
Keep drinking. Play it tomorrow.
Love to. Can't.
Great game, though.
Ooh, I'm forgetting something. Because we're going to move on from this. The new Assassin's Creed game they're working on.
Hello.
Ooh.
It's going to be set in Victorian London.
This may actually pull me back to Assassin's Creed.
And you're going to be able to play as at least one player. There's going to be at least one playable female character.
Oh my god.
There was going to be one in Unity, but they were all like, oh, there's too many animations for us to make. So they
I'm going to say, is it going to be in classic video game fashion where she's going to have a rack?
I mean, yes.
She's had a double mastectomy. Maybe. No.
Am I the only person here that's confused as to how in the hell an assassin in Victorian England? Well,
walk me through it.
The clothes.
Huh?
What about the clothes?
The clothes.
Have you seen cosplay with women?
Oh, that's pretty fantastic. Okay, so they're going steampunky.
I'm all into that.
Got it.
Steampunky.
Corey just pulled up the Kotaku file, and it's a very steampunk costume with the...
That's a suit.
Yes, but that would be considered risque. Anyway. Just historically. Okay. Yeah, historically, and those kind of pants would be considered risque on a woman in the Victorian England. So, I mean, it's just historically inaccurate.
Well, it would also be considered risque to be a fucking assassin as a woman.
Or
as
risque,
anyone.
That would just be inappropriate.
So they're doubling down on the inappropriateness.
I will say I haven't played an Assassin's Creed in a while since, what was the one before Black Flag?
Black Flag was the last one that I was involved with.
That was 4.
The one before Black Flag.
So 3?
Yeah.
The Indian one?
Yeah,
the Indian one.
You played as an Indian dude.
This is true.
Connor.
That's the one I played last, and I really couldn't get into it.
Connor was his name.
So much effort to try and maintain interest in that game.
Well, and that's the thing. I played it because, of course, it's an Assassin's Creed. You can, you know, climb a tree. You can jump branch to branch. You can climb a tree for the first time. Whatever you want.
Do I look like a cat?
You can run anywhere.
It still dragged on for so fucking long.
I know, and that's my issue.
From tree to tree.
You have so much availability, but God.
I got to the Boston Tea Party after about a collective probably 4 hours of gameplay, and I was like, I'm done. This can't hold me anymore.
Yeah, I quit playing.
Are we talking about Five Nights at Freddy's again? Because I fucking quit playing.
No, I'm about to play the third one and beat it.
Hi-o.
And you know what? They're making a fourth.
Well, it's Five Nights at Freddy's.
There's probably going to be five.
You fuckers.
I hate to bring the no-shit Sherlock to the conversation,
the Five Knights are in the first one, the second one.
Each one's Five Knights. Yeah, but
well, no, technically not. They got a sixth knight in them.
Guys, just these a bonus level.
It just seems like they would have to make a quindlegy.
I like what you went with there. And that will be the name of my first child. Quindlegy, come here. Quindlegy. And then he'll run away.
All right, guys, we're about 30 minutes here. Do y'all feel like taking a break?
Quick break.
Sure.
All right, we are going to take a break, and we will be back here in a minute or so. And we are back. So we were trying to look up a schedule for 2015 movies, because we're going to talk about some movies in the second half here. And Jerry found an article called, Screw Google Glass. We want to talk about Google Pants.
Forget Google Glass. It's now all about Google Pants.
What the fuck is this?
I'm looking at the article right now, if it'll pull up. And they quote, where was it? By weaving conductive metal threads into fabric, Google says they can transform your pants into a touchpad.
Touchpad.
Joystick not included.
Actually.
Joystick not required.
But for Jason, it wouldn't be a joystick. It'd be more like that inflatable flappy arm guy.
It's got moves.
It's got moves. I like this guy. Ah, shit.
What do you accomplish with putting a touchpad on your pants?
I'm trying to make
internet a sponsored rape.
Can you imagine?
Sponsored public fondle.
Can you imagine the feedback they're getting? Like, the click ads would all be centered in one general region.
Yeah.
God
the
damn
nether
it.
Region.
How much Fabuloso cleaner does this guy need? He clicks that ad every 10 minutes. You guys are sick.
Just a hair.
Dick jokes.
A pubic hair.
Which the Google Pants will be able to utilize and is a search function. Don't shave your bush.
I mean, you can't use it that often, though, because those Google Pants are probably going to be in the wash more times than not.
How does that even function? Like, your pants are good one time only.
I don't understand
if
at
you
all.
Accidentally wash your pants, you have to go buy another $1,000 pair of pants.
They're going to get dirty.
They're gonna get dirty.
It's not gonna be a general dirt.
Doesn't make any
sense. I was gonna say,
and on
be
price,
some very
it
awkward,
says
click away as
it's
well,
probably
surfing.
Too early to speculate how much an item of clothing might cost, but Google calls the necessary components quote unquote cost efficient, and the fabric, including materials such as silk, cotton, and polyester, can be produced on standard machines, and this should not be too expensive. So who knows how much they'll be? They quote unquote not too expensive.
What are you gonna look like using Google Pants?
For my nuts.
Why would you need Google Pants? I don't understand.
Hang on. I see the bright light at the end of the tunnel. Okay. It's no longer weird to touch yourself in public.
Yeah, making it okay.
Hang on,
for
no, I'm
everywhere.
Searching Google. Hang
I swear
on.
To God, they're Google Pants.
Hold on, let me Google this. Sorry, you couldn't see that.
Search completed.
Search your search results.
Don't touch me.
And I Googled in my pants.
That's where we'll end that.
That ends that.
Perfect.
And that conversation was all an effort to try and find movies this summer to talk about. So we just got to bring up some stuff off the top of our heads.
So there are a couple movies coming out.
Well, there are.
Aren't horrible. Like
the one that we're excited about the most.
The Prattmobile.
Yes.
Jurassic World.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes. Brought to you by Google Pants. I'm pretty amped up about it.
Uh-huh. I am, too, because, I want to be, but I feel like at this point I'm going to miss it.
What?
Because I missed so much already.
Well, that's true.
Don't start working on your backlog. Hit this. Stop the bleeding. And then go back and catch up on what you missed.
I don't know. Because I've
only missed two movies.
I've missed it. Fury Road.
Yep.
Missed it.
Two. That's two.
Yeah.
Compared to down five movies.
Well, I was about to say, I'm still down Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, haven't seen
Mad Max, Ex Machina. And I missed Kingsman entirely.
Dude, I am everything
I
missed.
You're just now.
It was a good proclamation.
Are you just now?
It's like there was more coming,
me this?
Or.
Well, okay. Let me clarify, listeners. I don't have the movie, but I have the movie.
There's heavy air quotations happening right now. Just, I know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy who whacked a guy, you know.
Via Google Pants.
Via Google Pants.
Yes!
Thank you.
Dude, this is going to go on all night.
I can,
thanks to Google Pants.
Yeah.
Get you that later.
So when we're looking at this movie, I am a little bit nervous about those kids and that weird rolling orb thing.
I want a rolling orb so bad.
I want a rolling orb really badly.
I want this made of glass.
I feel like that's impractical.
I want it made out of plastic and air. Plastic? So that I can hit something hard.
So I can really fuck something up.
It's like one of those little balls you get in and run like a hamster.
Yes, that's what I want, one of those.
But just in everyday life.
Yeah.
There's too much furniture in here for you to use one of those.
I want to go to work in something like that.
Guys, I left my house at 4 a.m. I should be there tomorrow.
I had to stop at the gas station, re-air up.
Back up on 8:20 this morning is a man in a rolling hamster ball crosses aimlessly across all four lanes.
But on a lighter note, I would have been able to get through that flooding on Loop 12, no problem.
You would have been fine. Jesus.
Considering you had enough force to get across it, because you probably...
Can we side note on that for a minute here?
Absolutely.
The rain has been fucking nuts.
Borderline 40 days of it.
We've had more rain already this year than we've had on average in previous years all year for like any year.
117 years.
117?
The rainiest May in 117
in record
years.
Is what they're saying.
Yeah, and that has ever been recorded.
It's like 17 inches of rain on average throughout the state.
Yeah.
I think I read somewhere they're actually using the word fuck ton when they talk about it.
That is a technical term.
Yeah,
now.
It's a technical
ton.
I heard
it's worse than I've ever
David
seen
Finfrock
in
use
Dallas,
it.
In Fort Worth, in the Metroplex here. It feels like we're not ready for this.
We
at all.
Prepared us for this.
Ill-equipped.
We're about as ready as New Orleans was for the hurricane.
Seriously.
Too soon?
I saw legitimately people using sandbags. Like, sandbags.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do we live? Is this Seattle?
We had flooding here in our place.
Sandbags for us
this
are simply moving one part of the state to the other.
I'm just going to interject. This is not Seattle because McDonald's is not getting paid $15 an hour and now has self-touch kiosks to order.
But they do have Google Pants.
They
makes it easier. It will not die.
But yeah, we had flooding here the other day.
Yeah, full up floating. Flooding. Not floating. Things that were not floating.
No, there wasn't enough for anything to be floating, but we had a puddle of water over here.
Yeah, we did actually.
By y'all's house?
No,
yeah, here,
in the
here.
Corner over there.
That's in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the house.
You had flooding in the house.
Yes.
Well, I'll say flooding. My house has no asphalt around it, and it's all dirt. I'm glad I've got a 4x4 truck so I can get to my damn house right now.
That's true. You had a pool and didn't call us?
What?
You're one to talk.
You had a pool. In your house.
You had a trampoline that didn't tell us till after you sold it, bitch.
We did own a trampoline. My wife did sell the trampoline. She wants to buy another trampoline.
And then she's going to want to sell another trampoline. Let's be honest.
Pants.
With Google.
With Google.
There you go. She can search for them with Google Pants. It'll most you've been touched all month.
The best part of this is I can now use that as an excuse. I'll just source the article every time. They're Google Pants, I swear to God. You bought them at American Eagle. Partners.
Hey, they're going to be affordable, so it's not American Eagle.
No, yeah. Aha!
Old Navy.
Old Navy.
So, this doesn't have like a lot to do, and it's not even on my radar.
Creepy
really. But
now searching Google for love interest.
There's a Happy Madison production coming out pretty quick called Pixels.
Yes.
Oh. Right.
Okay. I thought you were going to talk about another Happy Madison production that's getting some really bad press. But yeah.
Oh, I heard about that little guy. Yeah. But on this one, really quick, I want to say, and it doesn't have to be a super long thing. I think it's going to bomb like hell. But it does have Peter Dinklage with a mullet. So I am going to see it.
It has
but
Peter
I don't
Dinklage
want it to...
as a video game legend with a mullet.
It's so good.
I don't want it to bomb, though. I want that to be
I
the movie that just completely sweeps all theaters.
So I don't think
it
will.
I don't want it to bomb, but I'm completely expecting it.
Oh, I'm fully expecting it.
I think the last Happy Madison movie I liked was Grandma's Boy.
Oh.
And it didn't have Adam Sandler in it. So... where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think Adam Sandler is kind of losing his comedy edge, and he's struggling to maintain relevancy.
Things can only be so funny when you're that goddamn wealthy. Like, at a certain point, you can't really talk about hardships because you can buy anything you want. Like Warren Buffett bought Dairy Queen because he didn't have anything else to do on a Tuesday. What's for sale? Meh. Ooh, Sky Mall.
Yeah, I thought you were going to start talking about the Happy Madison production that's a Western film.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Was it pissing a whole, off a shitload of the American community that's
like,
contributing?
They had a, what do you call it? They had a consultant on set, like a Native American consultant, and the guy walked. He got so offended.
Got so offended.
I haven't even seen anything for this movie.
It's,
I don't remember what the title is, but they're playing off of some sort of American Western classic.
The Ridiculous something, isn't it?
The Ridiculous Eight with their... they're parodying The Magnificent Seven, which is in of itself a repeat of Seven Samurai. Just, you know.
But anyways, they're parodying an American Western classic. And they are offending everyone in the process.
Having said that, though, like... Not saying that it's cool to offend people, but Mel Brooks did a lot of the same shit with like Blazing Saddles.
This is true.
And nobody shit their pants over
Well,
it.
Well,
no, see,
he
only had one scene
Jewish
with Indians.
Away with it, but Adam Sandler is also Jewish, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, but Mel Brooks only did one thing with Indians in Blazing Saddles, and it was more making fun of black people than it was making fun of the Indians.
Black sheriff?
No, but I mean, do you even remember the one scene with Indians?
Is a poem.
Yeah, really?
Y'all.
It's like the one scene with Indians is Mel Brooks dressed up in face paint going, damn, they're darker than we are.
You can't
this
see
is true.
Shit.
But, I mean, Mel Brooks, I mean, as much as I love all his movies that I've seen thus far, a lot of the humor is completely insulting.
You can't do a lot of the shit you used to be able to do.
No.
Because people have a right to be offended, and now they use it.
It's a more politically correct world. There's a lot more to be offended
about. Time out. Thrived. You have a right to be offended? But there is such a thing as taking it with a grain of salt and going, okay, they're doing this to, you know, poke fun at the stereotype itself or to use the stereotype in a different manner.
Yeah.
So it's not meant to actually be offensive or to be the stereotype.
Well, and
that's
Adam
the
Sandler...
understanding and the approach that you wish that people would approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would see, but...
So Adam Sandler's...
Have you watched the news over the last 10 years?
Yeah,
Adam Sandler's defense of it was the movie is called The Ridiculous Eight.
Yeah.
It's gonna be ridiculous. And like that was I was like, okay, pretty good retort.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
That's a fine argument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well played, sir. Carry on with your carry on with your racism.
Carry on with your pants.
Carry on with your pants. What else is going on in the world right now?
We're gearing up for later in this year. We're still looking for the new Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We talked about it last time, but I'd still want to talk about it more.
Get
it's
it out
just,
there.
I'm looking forward to that so much.
So,
again, it's going to be so dark.
It is going to be so dark.
Dark.
And I'm so okay with it. I'm not even trying to be angry with it. The guy who plays It's Dr. Doom. No, not Dr. Doom. It's Michael Jordan, but not that Michael Jordan. The guy from Parenthood. Did anybody else watch that show, or am I the only 80-year-old on here?
You are.
Yeah.
Am I? All right. Well, he was on there. Yeah. Do you watch it?
What's Parenthood?
God damn it. I'm so alone.
I found the explanation for why Sue Storm and Johnny Storm are black and white.
Why?
One of them is adopted.
Really?
Yes.
Who is it?
Well, that's Johnny. Interesting.
It's Johnny Storm, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because everybody else in this cast is white.
That makes sense how you can have a brother-sister team that are different races.
That's true. Anyway, so the brother, Johnny Storm.
Well,
now here's the question. Are they going to explain which one's adopted?
It's totally Michael.
Because at that point, it's racism.
Well, at some point, you meet their father, and he's going to be either black or white. So there's probably the answer.
Or just really tan, and you're just kind of screwed.
How young are they going to be? Miles Teller is Reed Richards.
Yeah. Kate Mara is Sue Storm.
Yeah.
Miles Teller is a baby. Jamie Bell is Ben Grimm. What is happening? Anyway, pretty sweet. I'm totally cool with it.
It's going to be a young cast.
It is going to be a young cast.
We're also going to get a young Spider-Man.
Yeah, we are going to get a baby Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay, so legitimate news. They have casted the new Spider-Man that's going to make his debut in Captain America: Civil War. I'm pretty sure that's next year.
Mid-puberty.
Yes.
It's going to be Asa Butterfield. Which, if you don't know who that is, he was the lead role in Ender's Game.
Ah.
This is supposed to be Spider-Man in high school, I'm pretty sure.
Ah, that guy.
Yeah.
That child. Guy.
But yeah, he's going to make his debut here in the Marvel Universe.
So Spider-Man's going to be 12 years old.
Yes.
Ish. And then Sony, I'm hoping Sony's going to run with it in their creation of a new third Spider-Man rebooted.
It should be.
Is he going to think that Webb is actually shooting out of his Google pants?
So, I have a quick question. Jason, as our reigning comic book person, have you read the Civil War series?
No. It's after my time. Do I know the basic premises of the Civil War series? Yeah. Yes. I had already gotten out of comic books.
All I really know
by the time the Civil War series actually came about.
All I really know about the Civil War series is that it has to involve like a hero registration act.
Yeah,
it's basically taking X-Men and the Mutant Registration Act that was one of the focal points of any X-Men series into overdrive. And basically it's going, okay, anybody with power needs to fess up and say, yes, I have this power, which Tony Stark, you know, being Tony Stark, he doesn't see an issue with this.
Because he already came out with it. Yeah.
Iron Man before
and the most balls out way
But then there's
ever.
Captain America going, yes, but that's also taking away their freedoms because you're making these people say, I have these gifts, this curse, this talent, this whatever, that they may not want acknowledged or that may be dangerous and they can't control. And then what do? You decide to segregate them, and that's Auschwitz.
Yeah, it's an effort to try and remove power, remove struggle from a problem before the problem exists, which is exactly what they did away with in the last Captain America movie with Hydra and their big carrier things that were going to destroy.
The threat detection software, which was reprogrammed to be anybody that could possibly start a revolution.
Remove threats before threats existed.
Exactly.
Kind of what this registration act is going to be.
The whole thing blows my mind. And they're going to reintroduce an entirely new Fantastic Four cast and then, like, cut them in half. How does that happen?
Cut them in half.
So that's part
of it. The Fantastic Four splits over the...
Spoilers.
So they're longer the Fantastic Four. They're like the somewhat awesome two.
They're like the dynamic duo of duos. So yeah.
The ambiguously gay duo?
Sue Storm leaves... Reed, because he thinks that they should register, doesn't see a problem with it. Sue thinks that they shouldn't have to. And
Civil War.
That's what we're saying. In Civil War, they split and two each take a side.
Ben Grimm and Sue Storm take off.
Is this comic Civil War?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think there's going to be shit to do with that in this Civil War.
Right, so it's so gigantic. how much can they actually fit into it, right? Like, the scope of that comic is huge. Yeah.
I mean, have you looked at Wiki, the Marvel Universe?
It's, well, I mean, this getting into the whole Deadpool thing where Deadpool destroys and recreates the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah, so obviously, like, the whole thing flexes. So they could kill whoever they wanted to in the movie, and then in the next one bring him right back pretty easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So at this point, they're trying to create a Marvel galaxy. They wouldn't kill anybody off.
But are they doing the multiverse?
Have y'all seen the schedule for Marvel movies over the next five years?
I think they're trying to lead up. They're trying to get everybody focused against Thanos in the Infinity Gauntlet War thing.
Holler.
Then how are they going to do that and do Civil War? Because Thanos plays no part in Civil War. Unless they're going to try and rewrite, which they very well could.
Probably won't.
Well, let's see. The next thing that's coming out in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I'm not so turned up about Ant-Man.
Which has nothing to do with anything. It's just, hey, we think we can make this. I think this is just shoving it down DC's throats now.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering.
We will make money off this, bitch.
How are they going to tie Ant-Man into, I mean, essentially the Avengers, but I don't know.
Well, okay. You haven't seen the Avengers.
I haven't seen the new Avengers.
You haven't seen
the
new Avengers. Once you do see that, you can see that at the end, there is so much in the universe that is just kind of blown out into question marks. Okay, no spoilers. No spoilers.
No spoiler.
There will be new Avengers.
Okay.
New or different?
Can it be both?
Yes.
Ooh. So are they going to, maybe Heroes Reborn is going to come into this now?
I'm also kind of wondering how it's going to integrate with all the new Netflix Marvel properties. And
yeah,
how
that's
going to
be
the Defenders. Is that going to have anything to do with the cinematic universe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's so much happening.
I don't know if they can synchronize that many movies, spin-offs, TV shows.
It's possible.
Netflix shows.
It's possible simply because they need to use big events, though. Like, they did the same thing when they introduced Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was a spin-off from The Invasion. Yes. All they're going to have to do is go many different webs, like webs with the same starting point. Like, say they use The Invasion of New York. Well, several different stories spread out from the invasion of New York, and then it comes back together in another focal
and they
point.
Did that,
and then
that in Daredevil.
Yeah.
I haven't gone through Daredevil, but they
in the first episode,
they
fucking reference it. Exactly.
The event in New York.
That sounds heavy.
From
they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and I will say, now that Corey...
Like, they went all the way back to Agent Carter in the TV shows, and if you look at the cinematic universe, it lists where each episode lines up with each episode lines up in the cinematic universe.
Sorry, we're sucking some Marvel tea over here.
Hello, what? I'm Johnny Storm.
Flame on.
I believe that Kevin Feige has a grand vision. It may not be all fleshed out yet, but he's got plans.
Fleshed out.
I will say, if they can make all the Netflix shows, TV shows, movies, everything in the whole cinematic universe of Marvel mesh and synchronize together, well played.
What are you talking about, synchronize? It's one universe, so basically what happens is referenced in others.
And that's what I'm saying, though. If they can do it without...
creating contradictory material.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that if Marvel keeps within their own mythopoeia, that they've succeeded.
Yes, but, I mean... There's a million ways that they could screw that up because they go in the past, they go into the future. Agent Carter is in the past. So any small thing
they
could
almost fucked it up bringing Agent Coulson back in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but they were able to spend some sort of however that happened to make that.
Not far enough into it. I don't even know if they've really explained it yet.
I thought
they just say that he died and they did something to bring him back.
Leanne and I were watching it. I kind of fell out of it, and she continued to watch
it. I fell out of it after the second season.
No, I fell out a lot further than that, but
yeah,
I know my fantastic wife knows what's going on.
I still haven't even gotten over the hump of getting the first season, so y'all are well ahead of me on that.
Yeah.
But if they can pull it off, it'll be one of the greatest media accomplishments by the end
of the modern age.
Of, yeah, the current age.
Of the Marvel age.
The Marvel age.
Marvel age, yes.
You guys are welcome.
All right. I think I need to pull the Marvel dick out of my ass and move on to something normal. Okay, how about we just put DC's dick in the ass?
Oh, move it in there.
I've seen set photos from Suicide Squad that have Batman in it. Batman will be in Suicide Squad.
Does he have nipples?
I don't
think... Does the bat suit have bat nipples?
I've got a link here. I can figure it out.
Had to pull it out.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
New Joker.
Yeah, guys, I know we covered the new Joker, but I saw a picture of him again the other day.
Are we talking about the tatted idiot or the revamp where they made him a long-haired whatever?
The Jared Leto Joker.
I've seen two costumes for Jared Leto Joker.
Pull up the second one because I'm talking about the tatted idiot.
The tatted idiot?
The one who has tattoos to remind him he's the Joker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've heard that those tattoos are courtesy of Harley Quinn.
But I don't really
get... Also, I thought they explained she did all of her own tattoos as well.
So what I don't get about it, if that's the case, he doesn't... That is super meta. Like, it is him acknowledging that he's the Joker with taglines that he shouldn't know exists.
But like, you guys,
like, ha 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 ha, nipples. A huge crazy Joker smile. Like, those are things that people, it's like breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Right?
At that point, he is stereotyping himself.
Nobody should do that.
Only Deadpool is allowed to do that. Yeah, but that's because his character that's a Deadpool thing. Like, the Joker is...
Deadpool is the fourth wall.
He is not self-aware. And shouldn't be. He's just a crazy person. Totally cool.
Well, crazy-ish.
Crazy-ish. He doesn't care.
Yeah, it's more he just doesn't give two shits.
He wouldn't care enough to have ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Tattooed all over.
That's or a fucking jester head.
That's more the Riddler. That would be ha 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 ha.
See, there's... Wait, here's a still. See, I don't see tattoos, okay, gold teeth. On. There's a still from the actual movie.
But that's his face for right now.
No, no, no. Like, seriously, there's no gold teeth. There's none of that. If you flip through some of those other images to other movie images...
I'm seeing a lot of tattoos. Oh, God, there's his hair out in public. Jesus Christ.
Where he didn't dye it back, like, offset, just going to lunch one day.
He's committed.
Neon green.
Which, okay, so when you put it side by side with the what they're going for from the comic, it's pretty close to accurate as far as the manic look.
I was
going to
say, it's still pretty close.
Oh, it's super close. But the
set photos here with Batman on top of Joker's Lambo, and I think they have a stunt double in there, but I'm seeing tattoos on his face.
Joker has a Lambo?
Yeah. He's got, like, a metallic purple Lambo.
Jesus.
Here, just
that he stole from Bam Margera?
Oh,
gorgeous. I am in. Thank you.
With some hot Harley Quinn in the side.
Yes, in.
The more I see, the more I want to see that movie.
It's going to be... I don't know. Okay. I want to say it's going to be awesome, but it's also going to be confusing. Because I have been mainlining Arrow and The Flash. And in the Arrow, they have the Suicide Squad set up in there.
Yeah.
And I've established what Deadshot is supposed to look like from Arrow. And transitioning to have a Will Smith Deadshot, it's going to be a huge disconnect for me. A huge disconnect.
Really?
Yeah. And in the set photos I've seen, it looks like his version of Deadshot, just, you know, street clothes. He looks like a very religious dude.
Romero.
I love it.
Is that the original?
Bring him back.
Yeah, way back to Romero.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Very good.
I think that Will Smith's going to do pretty well with it. I think what I like the most about the whole Suicide Squad theory thing is it's the same thing as Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, nobody read that shit. And then it came out and everybody saw it. But they didn't have any preconceived notions about what it ought to be. And so it was really easy to be entertained by it. So, but that's like a certain segment of the population. I'm cool with saying I had no idea about it. I had no idea about the Suicide Squad. Super amped up about it. Way, way excited for it.
I gotta say I'm with Trent on that one.
Super excited about it. But for at least this one, there are a couple of characters in there that it's just gonna be a disconnect for me. Seeing them in one medium, and then seeing them completely different.
Seeing it come around for a movie, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that thing that we talked about with the most recent Fast and Furious movie? That
his brother?
No. Suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Oh.
You gotta have a suspension of disbelief. Did you have a suspension of disbelief when the cars rolled out of the airplane?
Easy. Shut easy. Up.
Did you have?
Shut up.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, really? Suspension of disbelief.
You just have to maintain it. No big deal. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Well, I mean, it's all really
exciting. Yeah, I'm still looking forward to it, but
Jason looks like a chubby Bob Dylan. He's in a food coma right now.
Foodie coma?
I'm really sad you didn't jump all over that. I'm really excited for this, but it's going to be hard.
Oh.
That's what she said?
Search it with Google.
My penis can only hold be on. So erect.
Guys! There we went. Waiting patiently as the trifecta of summer movies came around. Jason narrating each individual trailer while I sat next to him, boiling over with anger slowly. When to my right, in a stage whisper, barely loud enough for the theater to hear me, I heard him say, "Stop. Please. My penis can only get so erect."
But fortunately, I was wearing my pants.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
You guys are too great.
All right.
I'm really tiny sunglasses.
I know. I'm tiny.
How can we move on from there?
Oh.
Let's see. Okay. Andy Serkis. Star Wars Episode 7. Andy Serkis is going to play yet another full CG mocap role in the new Star Wars. He's going to play a character named Supreme Leader Snoke.
Nice.
So, stands to reason that he's going to be a bad guy.
I'm guessing.
It's possible. Yes.
I mean, that doesn't sound like the name of a good guy.
I'm guessing.
But I've seen a picture of him, you know, with the mocap dots all over his face, looking sincerely sinister.
If there's a red lightsaber, he's bad.
I didn't see him with any kind of saber, but I'm excited to see him show up in the Star Wars universe.
I will agree 100% on that. I'm so excited for the next Star Wars, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
Not just for him, not for what he's going to do, but just for the movie.
I don't know what kind of character he's going to play, though, because both the characters I've seen him play predominant roles in before were hunched over.
That's true.
I can't see a Supreme Leader Snoke with a hunchback of Notre Dame type situation going on.
I don't know. Maybe it's a disguise and he's packing firepower like Grievous.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Grievous.
Grievous, man.
Grievous?
Grievous.
Yeah. The android light seals. Grievous.
General
okay.
Grievous.
Grievous. Grievous.
Man. The four lightsaber.
The four lightsaber.
Yeah, that was a robot with asthma.
And who the hell was Darth Vader?
Robot with asthma.
Technically cyborg with asthma. Technically he was a cyborg with asthma.
I am scared that it's going to be another episode one and just completely flop. And
don't do that.
Are you really?
And want to murder Jar Jar Binks.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, really?
Have you seen any of the recent trailers they put out?
I saw, like, the original trailer, and that's it.
Okay, I've seen one more they've put out since then, and there's so much promise.
Really?
So much promise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last one I saw...
Wait, you've seen the one with the Death Star in the sand, right? That's the newest one.
Whoa, Death easy.
Star Not Death Star, sorry, Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Okay. The last one I saw was the good old classic. You see the red lightsaber, and then it's got the freaking handguard on it.
They have a new one that's got a wrecked Star Destroyer in the middle of a desert planet.
Ooh. That is not Tatooine.
It has been released. It is not Tatooine.
That is pretty badass.
I thought they said it is a new planet, same system.
I don't know about the same system, but new planet for sure.
I need to double check on that because I thought they said same system as Tatooine, but different planet.
Hmm.
News to me.
News to me.
I don't know. I'm waiting to see if it's gonna hit or miss.
We're all waiting to see if it's going to be hit or miss. We're all just waiting in general. And I think at that note, we're past an hour here. Do y'all have anything else lingering?
I will say I'm waiting just because I just read about it in a magazine. There is a new brewery coming to Fort Worth. I couldn't find a name in the article.
Ooh, that reminds me.
But it's coming late 2015. They say they're going to be about as large as Rahr and Sons. And all other, like Martin House and all the others, they say they're going to compete highly with them. I just can't find a name in the article. So
big words.
I know. Words. That's Rahr, yeah. Martin.
No.
I mean, I've only been to Rahr personally, but...
They're going to have to be coming in pretty hot.
Outside of the DFW Metroplex, you have trouble getting brand recognition, but here in the Metroplex, it's fierce.
It is.
There's a lot of craft brewing going on. There's three that have come up within the past year alone that are now getting big names and are on a level that can kind of compete with Rahr and Martin.
But they're saying they're going to come in at Rahr status.
Not without a name.
Well,
that's part of the thing is that Rahr has a name in
the
history.
The mystery brewery.
Yeah,
you
really.
Don't step into the ring with Ali because you think you can box.
So
Arlington's getting some brewery too.
Maybe
Arlington
the name
is getting
was
Division Street or Division Brewery. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe the name was in the article. I don't remember it. It was about a week and a half ago, but I don't remember hearing a name because I would have remembered that they say we're going to be the next Rahr and Sons. Really? That's pretty worse around here.
We're gonna be the new Coors. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which,
but we're gonna use
Coors
the Geico lizard
for what?
For marketing Blue Moon as craft beer.
Really?
Yeah, what? They made them take craft beer off the Blue Moon label because it's Coors, so it's technically not craft because their definition.
Really?
Blue muck, more like.
Well,
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
It's a good basic white wheat, but it's nothing special.
Whereas I'm over here drinking 64 ounces of a raspberry beer.
I already finished off 32 ounces of another white wheat.
Why have you not passed that over here?
Because I thought you didn't like citrusy beers.
Only one man would dare drink the raspberry.
Lone Star.
That was a good end note.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap up.
You're taking vocal lessons or vocal lessons from my 6-month-old, Lily.
On that raspberry sour note, we are the DFW Podcast.
Hi-oh.
I have been Corey Vandersleen.
Jason Kirshner.
Trinity Bruce.
Jerry Johnson.
And we will see you back here next month, some point in the next month. We've kind of gotten off the schedule a little bit. We'll be back. I guarantee it. We'll be back. We will see you in time.
Time, yes.
Time.